We continue our education prayer focus. Today we pray for students and staff of those in kindergarten through sixth grade. We know that they have multifaceted hats, those who are working with those students in order to perform their jobs. Sometimes they're more than a teacher or kitchen staff. They often become like surrogate parents, counselors, nurses, and discipline enforcers, to name a few. We're going to be using a prayer guide that was listed below, developed by a local church. It starts by asking us to reflect on the purpose of education and role that each person plays in their school community. So, Father, we thank you. We ask the Holy Spirit for guidance, wisdom, and understanding as we pray. We rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, constant in prayer. Romans 12:12. We pray for revival in the schools, K through six schools, many that have started today. Some time this month, the rest of the students will be starting in our county. We pray for the teachers, the staff, and the administration of the schools. Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you, O Lord? Show us your faithful love, Lord, and give us your salvation. We pray for students. We pray for their physical and spiritual protection over every single K through 6 student. We ask you, Lord, to protect students from selfish and sinful actions from those who would seek to do harm to any student. We pray for your mercy, O Lord, to shield and defend students from the enemy of their soul. We thank you, Lord, that you are their rock, fortress, and deliverer, our God, our mountain where we seek refuge, our shield, and the horn of our salvation, our stronghold. We present all the students to you, Lord God. Grant them wisdom, strength, and perseverance as they navigate their academic journeys. Help them to stay motivated and curious to approach their studies with a spirit of enthusiasm and diligence. We pray for them to be kind, loving, and respectful one to another. We ask you, Lord, to break down relationship barriers among students and that they would love one another the way Jesus loves us. We pray, Father, for our students' minds and hearts, that you would fill them with a love for learning, a desire to grow in knowledge and character. Protect them from discouragement. Help them to see their potential and worth. May they find joy in their studies, strength in their challenges. We pray for the schools, the ones that are near us, the ones that we drive by, the ones that we think of, the ones that we see in the papers. We pray, God, that people would rise up in prayer for them. We pray, God, for your righteous hand and a hedge of protection beyond the school, for your presence to rest on the schools, in the classrooms, on the hearts of all who gather there. We pray, God, that you would give them guidance and blessing on the entire school community. May there be an environment of respect, kindness, collaboration. May churches and schools work together to create a more nurturing and safe space for learning and growth. We pray for harmony and unity among the Christ followers. We ask you for your blessings on the schools. Give each member of the school community a greater measure of patience, creativity, and ability to inspire each other, and for the teachers to be skilled in their teaching, to make it clear, effective, and to see the potential in every student and not their problems. We thank you, Father, for all the things that you're going to do this year in the K through sixth grades, both the students and the staff, in Jesus' mighty name.